Our most precious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we are grateful that we have the grace to be in your divine presence once again this evening. Thank you, Lord Jesus, since we left here on Sunday. Thank you for your protection upon every one of us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your cares, your mercies, your kindness, your goodness unto us, unto our souls also. We are grateful, we are thankful unto thee. We say, blessed be thy name, Master. You are worthy of our praises, Lord. You are worthy of our adoration. You are worthy of our honor. You are worthy of our worship. We say, blessed be thy name, Master. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Be with us, Heavenly Father, in this service, O God, in the little exhortation and in the prayer, O living God. May you help us, Heavenly Father. Give us, Lord Jesus, understanding and revelation of your word while we speak your word. May you speak through us and hear through us, O living God. Lord Jesus, Master, may you give us, the right mental attitude to your word, O living God. Lord Jesus, help us, O loving Savior, at the time of prayer, help us to pray and hear our humble cry, O loving Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, thank you for granting all these requests, Father. Blessed be thy name, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the service. I want us to sing this. Can sit down, please. I want us to sing this song before we go into the exhortation aspect of the service. 154. Let's meditate on the song while we sing it.
I am with
come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. And he said, the rest will be for what? For our souls. He made the promise. That is why we come unto him. Let me read one of the one of the standard of this psalm to you. He said, just as I am, thou will receive with welcome, pardon, cleanse, believe. Because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. God is not a liar, friends. The God who made the promise is in the midst of his people. And he who made the promise will not let any of his called ones down. He will not let them down. Praise ye the Lord. That is the promise of the living God that we are pleading. We've got to plead his promise because he's the one that said we should come. And we have come. And he has shed his blood for that purpose, that we might be in his likeness. May the Lord Jesus help us. Let's be encouraged, friends, that our God is not a liar. God is in the midst of his people. I am very, very sure of that. God will not let you down. Just believe the promise, hold on to the promise, and keep pleading the promise. It will fulfill it in our lives. Praise ye the Lord. God bless you. Let's take our Bible as we read from the book of Ezekiel 36. Said, I am the Lord, I change not. That is why ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. It is the same God that we are dealing with. God bless you. Ezekiel 36 from verse 26 to 27. This is another promise of the living God that we are looking at. And it's for his called out children. Believing that he has called all of us and brought all of us thus far. And the same grace that has brought us thus far will see us to the truth. We see us through in Jesus Christ's name. Verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We have been on this topic. We have been following the prophet. While our people tossed about, we have looked at that, the main aspect of that sermon. We are on this other one. Why is it that so many Christians find it so hard to live a Christian life? So like I said, we'll look at a portion in the other sermon that we preach, why some people can't keep the victory. So last Sunday we got to the point where Brother Brown was talking about that scripture that we read, Ezekiel chapter 36 from verse 26 to 27. Now, let me just try to mention some of the things that we said last Sunday. You see, from the scripture we read, we could see that it was God who made the promise. And he said he will do three things in our lives. Because we know that all of us, we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to this world telling lies. None of us was born good. We were born with stony hearts. We were born with, Brother Brown said here, we'll get there. He said, he used the word awful spirit. That is the way we were born. None of us was born a Christian. Like I said, it is not our fault that we were born that way. It is the Adamic nature that we inherited. That is the truth. But God made the promise that he will turn this stony heart to a heart of flesh. Praise the Lord. So God said he will promise that he will do three things. He said he will take away the stony heart and give us a heart of flesh. And he also said that he will give us a new spirit. He said, a new heart will I give unto you, and take away the heart of the stony and take away the stony heart. Then he said, a new spirit will I put within you, just as we read. And he said, I will put in you, I will give you my spirit. Praise the Lord. So God was the one who made the promise that he will do these three things. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment. It is by his spirit we can only keep his statutes. It is by his spirit we can only keep his judgment. Praise the Lord. So, yes, sir. We've heard about justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. That justification is the walking of the Holy Ghost. Sanctification is the walking, the same walking of the Holy Ghost. Why the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost himself in our soul. Praise the Lord. Brother Abraham said, we also saw Brother Abraham also saying that the scientists, they said that God was wrong when he said that it's a man ticket in his heart, so he is. They said there is no thinking faculty in the heart. But later, when Brother Abraham preached his sermon in 1957, he said 2 years ago, they discovered that there is a compartment in the heart that doesn't, blood doesn't pass through. And he said they concluded that that must be the soul that God is talking about. Brother Abraham said, we think with our head, but we believe with our heart. Praise the Lord. And Brother Abraham said, this thing that they discovered was not found in the heart of animals. It was only in the heart of men or human being that they found this little compartment. So which means, like we said, that God can change us. The animals will always be the way they were or the way they are throughout their life. They cannot be changed. An eagle will be an eagle, a vulture will be a vulture, a crow will be a crow, and a dove will be a dove all the days of their lives. But a human being, God put something in that human being that could be changed. God made the promise going to change the heart of human beings. Praise the Lord. That is why conversion is possible for men. Praise the Lord. We were talking in the Sunday school last Sunday, looking at these animals, a vulture and an eagle. You see, their diet, Brother Abraham taught us that the diet of an eagle is a fresh carcass, fresh kill. It doesn't eat anything rotten or anything dead. It doesn't eat it. It has to kill it by itself and eat it by itself and give his little ones from what he has killed. Then we are looking at vulture also. A vulture is a vulture. A vulture can eat fresh meat and can also eat rotten meat. That's its nature. Yes, rotten wheat maggot, sir. He can eat rotten wheat with maggot. That's his nature. Then I was asking the children. Then I said, do you think that eagle can be so hungry to the point that one day we'll be so hungry and so hungry until we have to go and eat from a dead carcass rotten with maggot? It's not possible. That is not his nature. Praise the Lord. However the situation of the things will be for an eagle, it can never change his diet. That is the way the Christian can never change his diet, no matter the condition that is passing through. I was telling them, look at we Nigerians. We Nigerians. In the night, when we close, some of us that are living far, we get to bus stops where everybody is rushing to get home. Everybody has the right to take vehicle and get to this house. But in a bus stop in the night while everybody is rushing, come and see the attitude of people. Because the time is late, people want to get home. Because of that, they put up some attitude, evil attitude. People will be rushing, and some of them will use their boot up, push you away, and use their elbow to push you away. You say, that is men. That is possible with men. Women do it. Women, they do it. I've seen women did it, but that is why sometimes fight ensued at the bus stops.
They use their bottle to push you away. Use their elbow to kick you. But why? Everybody has the right to get home. Everybody will get home. Sometimes when they are doing that, we just leave them. I just leave them. I know that I know within me I cannot sleep in this bus stop. I will get vehicle to take me home. And God will make a way for my own to come, where it will be easier for me to enter without struggling. Why? Why must we, in the process, they wound, they fight, they fight. I was surprised when I saw women doing the same thing. Hey. May God be merciful to us. So, no matter the condition a Christian finds himself, he will behave a Christian. It will not because that, there is no food for the children to eat. Oh, how shall we do it this morning? God will forgive me. Take the money that is not meant for you. Because maybe you are in the position to take the money. And then, I said, and then they will be thanking God. Oh, thank you, Lord, that God has made a way for this sovereign to, at least, for us to have something to eat. That is not God's provision. That is never God's provision. The evil that is in you just manifested out. A Christian doesn't care. Even if I will die, let me die. I will never steal. God forbid a Christian stealing. He will never steal. I don't care what happened, what is going through. A Christian remains a Christian. No matter the situation, a Christian will display Christ anywhere he is. There's no doubt about that, friends. He will display Christ no matter the condition. Let him be pressed to the wall. Let him, whatever you do to him, he will maintain his stand in Christ. Praise you, the Lord. May God help us. Just like a dove and a crow, the same thing. But those are animals. They cannot change. But God can change us. Because we are human beings, especially the called according to his purpose. Praise you, the Lord. Okay, but Abraham said, people made mistake. When people receive a new spirit, Abraham said, people confuse it to be the Holy Spirit. I said, that is not the Holy Spirit. Like Abraham said, that the Methodist, they say, when they shouted, they say they've received the gift of the Holy Ghost, or they received the Holy Ghost. The Pentecostal, they said, when they spoke in tongues, they received the Holy Ghost. But that is not true. Abraham said, the new spirit that God gave unto us, he said, he has to give us this new spirit so that we can cope with his word. Let me try to use his word. He said, you got a new spirit. You can keep your drinking, lying, even do most anything with that spirit. But that isn't what God is talking about. He will have to give you a new spirit to live for him. Why? You can't even live with yourself, with the spirit you do have. You can't live with your neighbor. You can't associate with the next man on the corner. You can't associate with these Christians. The reason is that you have an awful spirit to start with. You have an awful spirit to start with. So he has to give you a new spirit. I will give you a new heart, a new spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, Abraham said, Abraham, I got all the evidences. Abraham said, that is good. That you got, that God, I know, but we are not talking about evidences. He said, we are talking about the product. Let's look at that very well. He said, we are not talking about the evidences is there. We're not talking about evidences. We are talking about the product. That's right. What is the product? The product that God has worked upon. Praise the Lord. He's a finished product of Jehovah himself. He is the one that worked upon this product, and this product come out successful, come out fine. He's a finished product of the Almighty God. He's not a patchous product. It's not the evidences. The evidences are good, but we are talking about the product. Has God worked on us? Has He given us a new heart? Has He given us a new spirit? Has He placed His spirit in our heart? When that is done, that is a finished product. Praise the Lord. Let's listen. Okay, we have 5 minutes. Let's listen to this other part. Maybe that's where we stop. We'll continue, God helping us another time. Oh, another paragraph. If a man could speak with tongues, if a man could shout, if a man could see visions, if a man could do any of these other things that he can do without divine love, without divine love, they are what? Lost. Without divine love, we can do all, bring all these evidences and manifest all these evidences. But without divine love, we are lost. That is why, you see, brethren, we are not, the bride of Christ is not in Pentecostal era. The bride of Christ has crossed above Pentecostal era. The era we are now in is the manifestations of the sons and daughters of God. The word of God walking on 2 feet. Praise the Lord. May God help us. We are not in Pentecostal era. Forget about those ones. The calling that God has called us is to manifest His word on 2 feet. To everyone that will come across us or anywhere we go, let Christ be seen in us. We be walking word of God on 2 feet. May God help us in both life and manifestation of His power. Praise be the Lord. May I say this? I said we'll close there. Let's look at Brother Abraham said, this pursued him for some time. When God told Moses and said, you see, God said, I'm going to destroy these people. He said, but I will start a new race with your seed. So I'm going to destroy all of them. What did Moses say? Moses could have said, well, God, if you want to do it, blessed be thy name, O God, that you want to start a new race, a new lineage in my family, in my life. Moses could have said that. But the Bible says Moses threw himself in the line and said, oh God, if you destroy these people, your enemy will say that it is because you are not able to take them to where you promised to take them to. That is why you destroy them in the wilderness. Abraham said it pursued him for some time until he realized that that was the spirit of Christ in Moses. Praise the Lord. When we are talking about love, the love of God, we are not talking about agape love. It is the love of Jesus Christ resident in your heart. And that love of Jesus Christ will make you to do things sometimes you maybe you not have done ordinarily. The love of Christ in our heart. The love of Jesus Christ cannot be in your heart and you curse your fellow human being. The love of Christ cannot be in your heart and you don't care about like this one we talk about that they push themselves at the bus stop. Why will you want to hurt your fellow human being? Because you all have the right. It's just because we are Nigerians. They are Nigerians. That is never done in civilized countries. You line up to take bus. But in this place, no orderliness. And that is why if we call ourselves Christians, we cannot keep the little order that the government has put in place to make things to be in order. We are wrong. But Abraham said in the bush, he said, The limit in this bush is 5 square. But Abraham said, if you keep more than that, he said, Abraham said, you are wrong. The little thing that the government put in place, we cannot keep order in that. We are wrong. May God be gracious unto us. I'm sure if it were Nigerians, 5 limits, Nigerians will keep 10. Dress 5. Cut their head. Hide them somewhere and go and show the people the place that it is 5 a kilo. May God be merciful to us. Somebody said, he said, I think this, forgotten the name of this city in the U.S. Is it, merciful God? Somebody said that if we take the people in that city, if it is possible for us to cut and paste them, cut all the people in that city, is it, I forgot the name of this place. Because they said it's about the same size of Nigeria. If you cut, maybe Pastor, we know it. They said the city is about the size of Nigeria. This person said, if you cut, if it's possible to cut and paste the people there and bring them to Nigeria, and cut and paste the people in Nigeria and take them to Texas. He said, give them about 5 or 10 years. Said Nigeria, that Texas will turn back to Nigeria. Why the Nigeria that the Texas are now in will turn back to Texas? May God be merciful to us. And yet they are religious. Churches everywhere. But they can't keep the word of God. Then what is the essence of that religion? That is why religion can never take anybody to anywhere. May God help us. Religiosity, Christianity is not religiosity. I used to say that. Christianity is not what? Religiosity. Christianity is a, Rabbi said, Christianity is what? He said it's an experience and a life. Praise the Lord. An experience you have with God and the life that you live thereafter shows that you have met with God. May God be merciful to us. People just come to church and think that that is all they have to do. That is not Christianity. You live your life for Christ. That is what we are saying. Not just to be, not that we just want to be harsh on anybody. Because we find little things we can't live by them. How shall we live by the word of God? May God have mercy on us. Christianity is never religiosity or churchiality. It's never. May God help us. So, Abraham said, let me go back to that quote again. If a man could speak with tongues, if a man could shout, if a man could see vision, if a man could do any of these things, any of these other things that he can do without divine law, they are lost. That's right. Christ in the heart. So, don't be deceived by signs and evidences. Praise the Lord. Let's look at, before we close, let's look at Abraham also, when we are talking about the love of Christ in your soul. The similar thing that happened to Moses. Another time, God came to Abraham. He said, the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah has come before me, and I'm going to destroy the city. What did Abraham do? Abraham started interceding for that city. He was not living in the city. He said, may it be far from you that the judge of the whole heart will do unrighteously or unjustly. Peradventure, you see 50 righteous in the place. Will you still destroy the city? Abraham threw himself in the line and was pleading for the city until they got, they couldn't even find, was it 5 or 10? 10. They couldn't even find 10 righteous people in that city. That's why God had to destroy them. Now, something happened as we try to close. God told Buddha Abraham, there is a trap set for you. God did not tell him the trap. And what was the trap? In the church where he was preaching, a young man and a young woman were romancing in the church. Let's keep this in our hearts. You can do all the evidences. If the love of, if the love of Christ, divine love is not in your heart, you are lost.
Man, young man and young man were romancing the church.
Inside the church. I don't know what the deacons were doing. Because the deacons were supposed to do what? That is the duty of the deacons. The ushers, the deacons, nobody arrested them. Nobody put them in order. Nobody cautioned them. And as Baba was even warning them, they were continuing going advances until the Spirit of God said, now whatever you say to them will happen to them there. But Abraham could have said, may you glue together and never separate in your life. But the Bible has said, let the fire of God come from heaven, so that the people will know that I'm a servant of God. Let the fire of God come down from heaven and burn the two of you. But Abraham said, when Elisha calls those children in the name of the Lord, I said, two bears tear 42 children out of them and kill them. Abraham said, that was, Abraham said, I don't believe that is the Holy Ghost. That was just an anger prophet. So if Baba could have said anything negative on them, it will happen to them. There's no doubt it will happen. But what did he say? He said, I forgive you. And what did the Spirit of God say after that? That is what I expected you to say. May God be gracious to us. You see, I'm saying this so that we know the level at which God expects us to be. Not we are past. God has passed the level of Pentecostals. The level of the manifest. Okay. Now, if Abraham did that, and God said that you have done what I expected you to do, if I do the opposite, will God be happy with me? May God be gracious to us. The level, Abraham said that the bride does not call for what? God bless you. The bride does not call for vengeance. The Bible says, God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. A bride material will not call for vengeance. Because that is not, God is, that is not expected of them. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. It is when Brother Brown said that, when Brother Brown told that maniac that because you have challenged the Spirit of the Lord, you will fall at my feet. That was not Brother Abraham. It was the Spirit of God that spoke through him. You see, that is the way vengeance belongs to God. Not that we, as a human being, we want to prove that we are. I don't know. May God help us. The Spirit of God, the divine love in our hearts. God has helped people of old. It is now laying on our laps. May God help us. We are still continuing with this sermon by the grace of God, but time is against us today. With this, I just want us to know that the level that the bride, God is calling the bride to, is beyond these little things. In our day-to-day life, people should see Christ in our lives. The love of God should manifest through our lives. In every way, that is God's calling to us for today. Manifestations of the sons and daughters of God. Brethren, we are here again to pray. Let's meditate on that song again as we bow down our heads to call upon the name of the Lord. 154. Just as I have, without one plea. God bless you, sir. Let's commit. What level are we? What level are you? Are you a finished product of the Almighty God?
Brother Brown taught us about, we know about justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. What level are we? Where, how did you place yourself in these three stages of salvation? And God made the promise that He's going to put His Spirit within us. His own Spirit to live for Him. His own Spirit to do His will. His own Spirit to be the Word of God on two feet. What are we going to? What level are we? And this is the ample time that we have to call upon the name of the Lord. Whatever level at which we are, God can help us. God who made the promise is here to fulfill His promise in our lives. Only we just need to call upon Him.
Josiah, without one plea, bore thy blood, was shed for me, and that thou be.
Jehovah who said that where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in their midst, is here in our midst. The Lord Jesus Christ, the unchangeable changer, is here in our midst. The Lord Jesus Christ, who alone made the promise who alone promised to chain us and deliver us, is here in our midst. The Lord Jesus Christ, who can make the black spot clean and white as snow, he is here in our midst. He shed his blood for that purpose, to set us free, to break every yoke of the enemy in our lives. He shed his blood for that purpose, to deliver us from every shackle of the enemy. That same Jesus is here in our midst. It is left to you now whether you want to sleep or you want to call upon him. You want to pray or you want to sleep. You are at liberty.
Let's call upon him. Yes, Lord Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Our God is still changing lives. Oh, sure, brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ is still changing life. I believe that 100%. If you want to be remembered in prayer this evening, want the servant of the Lord, our pastor, to pray for you, why don't you raise up your hand? It's not a formality. It's not at all a formality. We are surrendering to the word of God, to the Lord, that we need his help. And surely he will help us. Sir.
Our blessed Lord, we have come before the throne of mercy again through the blood that Jesus shed at Calvary. The prophet said, when the blood of animal could not do it in the garden, the blood of God did it at Calvary. And that was where the sin question was settled once and for all. That was where the backbone of Satan was broken. And that is where God and man once again embrace each other. Man completely come under the rulership of God once again. Father, hands are up everywhere, from the platform to the pews. There is none of us. Your prophet said, you ask the oldest Christian, what is your heart desire? He will say, a closer walk with God. Because there is always more of God. You know the needs in our lives. Father, our need differs from person to person. But you know the heart of man. Lord Jesus, whatsoever those needs might be, whether for physical needs, whether for material needs, whether for financial needs, whether for academic needs, whether for spiritual needs, it is the most important. Father, while you are blessing your people, while you are asking prayers on the behalf of your children, don't pass any of us by. Meet us at the very point of our needs. Lord, your prophet said we come to your house to present ourselves, to check up how we are studying with you. Father, may you just help us, Lord. Those on the platform, those on the altar, those over there, anywhere, oh God, you know everything about us. Lord, we have come that you may further your works in our lives. Wherever you have stopped, thou knowest. Bring your work in our lives to completion. Because you are God, you never have an abandoned project. You have never started and stopped halfway. You are the author and finisher of our faith. We are your hands, Lord. Perfect all that concerneth us. Thank you, our Master. Heal the sick and the afflicted in our midst. Take us to higher ground, Lord, as we leave the rest of the service in your hands. See us through. Take glory and honor for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen.
Live there, oh, live there, live there. Take your bodies to the Lord and live there. Yeah, we surely bring you out. Take your bodies to the Lord and live it there. Two more times now. Live it there. Live it there. Oh, live it there. Take your bodies to the Lord and live it there, live it there. If you trust and never doubt, yeah, we surely bring you out. Take your bodies to the Lord. One more time now. Leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there.
talk about God adding another year to them. You know, someday I've repented to have flouted the plans and the decisions of the deacon. I didn't just say it here. I went to meet them in the room to be sure that they forgive me. And he said, they forgive me. So let them take note of those people. Since they have agreed, it will be Sunday that all together we sing happy birthday. God bless you. Let's be in prayers for one of us. While we are here, so there is a report that one of us was involved in an accident on this road. And they said it was fatal and they have rushed him to God's knots. You know, that is how uncertain this place is. You see, sometimes in the course of preaching, some statements are made. They are misunderstood. Is this my cousin? No. Brother Abraham said, when we close the meeting tonight, are you sure you will get to your house? There's no distance too short where the enemy cannot recover. No, we believe that the Lord will just spare our brother and rescue him, because life is so unpredictable. No, and may God just help us. I will tell you who the fellow is. It's not something we... Me, I don't hide things. So, you know, like people want to travel sometimes. They come to church. They don't want to raise requests. Hey, I believe everybody that is here are children of God. That is what I believe. If the devil is here and I'm raising my request, I'm not raising my request to the devil. I'm raising my request to God so that God's children might pray over it. So people are sick. They say, don't tell the church. Don't say anything about it. I don't believe it's all trash. To me, it's trash. The Bible says you should make your request known in the midst of the saints. May God help us. Let's listen to this little announcement before we commit everything to God. This is an appreciation. He said, I want to express our appreciation on behalf of my son and I to the saints who called and sent messages and prayers on the passing away of my son's mother-in-law on Sunday. He said, thanks for your love and concern. God bless you all. Amen. That's Brother Ayodele Babalola, the mother of the wife of Brother Joseph. He's going to be with the Lord. That is how we came one by one. I will have to go one by one. But there is one thing that should gladden our hearts. It should gladden everybody's heart. The prophet said, God will not take any of his children until, hello, until he's ready for them. He says, the devil come 1,000 times. He said, that is good. He said, he go back empty-handed 1,000 times. And the prophet said, if God finishes it with me today, he said, I don't want to be here tomorrow. I think it should gladden the heart of every child of God to know that we are safe and secure in the hands of the Almighty God. No matter the danger of the right and left, the front and back, the enemy doesn't have anything good. The scripture says, "As only come to steal, to kill, and to destroy." Despite all he's going about without a destination, trying to see where he can wreak havoc, God said, our going out and our coming in, he is responsible. Amen? So, like I used to say, anytime he finishes, look, God doesn't owe no man an explanation. You know, the prophet did it, and he has to quickly repent of it. May God help us. When he was to bring us, he did not consult anybody. Hello? So when he said our time is up, doesn't need to apologize to anybody. May God help us. That is why, as a society, as this place, that is why every day we must get ready. Every day, because the prophet said, you don't know where God will take your fire card away from the rack. And that is the owner of the breath of our nostrils. If he say, hey, he say. May God help us. Let's bow. Hey, Brother William, God bless you. It's good to see you. The other time you came, I don't think we shake our hands. This night, I must shake your hand before you go. Please, wait, make I shake your hand. You don't take. Help me greet your pastor and the rest of the saints over there. Shall we bow our heads? Our Father, we are happy that your grace has brought us to the midweek meeting again tonight. And we have concluded the service. We had the anointing. We have the exhortation. We pray over every request, both the written and the one that we knew. We committed everything to your hands. At the conclusion of it, you put a song in the mouth of your servant that take your problem, your body to the Lord and leave them there. Not that we breathe them and carry them back. Lord Jesus, we are leaving them at your feet because you are the only one that answers to all our prayers. You have what he needs, what he takes rather, to answer our prayers, to complete all the projects you have started, and to meet with all our needs. You that feed the birds in the air, numerous of them, uncountable of them, talk about the living creatures you put under the sea, animals in the field, the little ants, almost unnoticeable that we do much. You are the one responsible for that. We just want to thank you, Father. We remember our brother that had just had an accident on this way. Lord Jesus, we commit him into your hands. Our lives are in your hands. Lord Jesus, both the nurses, the doctors who we have to attend to him tonight, may you direct them precisely to where, Lord, if affected in that body. May they not treat leg instead of head. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are praying, O God, because you have said, two of us shall agree as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, please spare the life of our brother for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. By faith we are putting the blood of Jesus Christ between him and the enemy. Please spare his life, O God. Thank you, Father. As we dismiss, we are not dismissing for your presence, but from the auditorium. But may your presence accompany each and every one of us back home, Lord, on the highway, on the byway, for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, Father. Your servant will be traveling tomorrow to Lagos. Be with him. Take him there as he carry a message of condolence to give to the people who are directly involved, close to the departed Mama. We are grateful because Mama was a believer of this message. We know where she is in the light of the message that you have taught us. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Hey, neither. We never anoint you. You are asking for anointing. Yeah, you are going. Please, anoint our sister. Hey, Brother Joseph, join me. Say, elders of the church. we really don't know how it happened. Because the brother is living along this road too. That's Brother Salami. You know, we don't know what happened. Was he crossing road? Was he coming for a walk? I don't know. Do you have an idea? Did they tell you what happened? Brief us if they tell you what. See what we are saying. Somebody coming from the town, he has reached Unity Joshua. He stole through to his house. Another vehicle collided with the car he was in. So when you get to your house, the reason why we are telling you is not to instigate fear in you and anything. It's all because we are saints. Anything that comes our way, we commit it to God. We have access to our Father. So when you get to your house before you sleep tonight, you know, or your bedside, whenever, just remember our brother that the Lord will just have mercy on him. Yeah. God bless you. I say, God bless you. But I find Chukwu, you are somewhere. Please go with them, Adeleke, because I will not be coming home right away. I have to be in the hospital and see what is happening. God bless you. Shall we once again bow our heads? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let the people rejoice.
Praise the Lord.